So I woke up yesterday and this morning looking at one of my calendar pictures of the sun setting on a beautiful, warm beach. That is how I'm coping with this weather. Friend, how you doing? Welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Right here on Great News Radio, I am Joey Kroll, and I am just cold, another cold day on tap. It's just this winter has just been so interesting. I think that's just a nice way of putting it. I think it finally came down to it this winter. I am officially going to buy a snowblower. We have not had one. You know, I went out and shoveled, but I think we've gotten so much snow this year that where it's like I'm done shoveling. I think I built up enough labor and muscle that I'm going to buy a snowblower, so I'm probably going to do that, shop around a little bit. But yes, I pray that you're just coping well with this weather, and thank you for just letting me spend some time with you today on this Thursday, February the 6th, 2014. Many schools were canceled yesterday. I know some are today as well, but yesterday I brought my kids to work with me since they had the day off, so I brought them to work with me for a couple of hours, and they went to our to my office manager, who does a great job, and so my little Hannah, who's 7, about to turn 8, she went up to my office manager and she said, "So what do you do here?" Our office manager said, "Well, you know, I keep your daddy in line." And Hannah said, "Well, that's a great job to have." So yesterday was, I guess, the unofficial take your kids to work day due to the snow and school being out. But our little girl, Hannah's going to be turning 8 years old here in the next couple of days on the 10th. And so hard to believe she's going to be turning 8. 8! We're so blessed to see when we take a step back, look at all the photos of her school photos for the last several years and to where she's at now. She's growing. And my wife, she's not ready for that. She can't handle that. But yeah, so that's what we're doing. We're getting ready for a nice little birthday party, and we're going to surprise little Hannah. I think it is, was it on Monday morning before school? We're going to surprise her with breakfast in bed. We try to do that as a tradition when someone in our family is having a birthday, we kind of surprise them with having breakfast in bed. Actually, it's not really a surprise anymore since we've been doing it for everybody in our home for the last several years. But, you know, I think it's just one of those things where we can leave an imprint on their hearts. You know, we are not perfect parents. I may be on the radio and I may teach at church and all of that stuff, but I'm not a perfect parent and neither is my wife. But I can rest and sure that we're leaving an imprint on our kids. And even if it's celebrating their birth, celebrating who they are in Christ by giving them some pancakes in bed, they get so excited about that. So that's what I'm looking forward to. Plus, you know, that gives me an opportunity to go all out and making breakfast and kind of get away with kind of putting some ice cream on the pancakes, you know, all that fun stuff. So that I have an excuse to eat some sweets. That's something always worth celebrating. So, yep. So Hannah's going to be turning 8 in, on Monday. And so we're looking forward to that. But so are you ready for the big Bible study tomorrow that we're going to be having at the Judah Christian School? Yeah, it's the Genesis Bible study that gets underway tomorrow from 6:30 till 8. The cost is only $10. It's going to be hosted by Great News Radio, Mark Burns, and taught by Pastor Jason Schiffo. And there is still room for you. Even though it starts tomorrow, there is still room for you. Registration is only $10, and that includes all your materials and such. Here's the number if you want to get more details or if you want to get registered. It's 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777 for the Genesis Bible study, which again starts tomorrow at 6:30 at the Judah Christian School in Champaign. Also, you can listen to the live coverage of Founders Week on WGNN. That's at 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 for the morning sessions at 9:30 till noon, and then the evening sessions from 7 till 9. Again, it's only on WGNN. You can find out more and listen at our website, greatnewsradio.org. So lots of fun stuff happening here in the next couple of days. And we hope that you are blessed by the teaching and the preaching of the word during Founders Week. Some great teachers this week. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be taking a look and a study from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, and we're going to talk about a life you cannot live on your own. As Christians, we can't live this Christian life apart from God and His Spirit. We need a helper, as Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 28. So we're going to be talking about a life you can't live on your own, coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
I heard an old, old story, how our Savior came from glory, how He gave His life.
Key Singers, right here on this Thursday, February the 6th, 2014. Friend, how you doing? My name is Joey, and welcome to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. So who do you depend on during your day and why? For many of us, we depend on our spouse. For some of us, we depend on our coworkers to help lighten the load at work. Friend, just as we cannot save ourselves as Christians, we cannot live the Christian life ourselves. See, left to ourselves, we would face continual defeat. Well, praise God, we are not left alone. Jesus Christ comes to live in you and me. Through the presence and the power of His Holy Spirit, He is the one who empowers us to stand against sin, to walk righteously, and to live every aspect of life for His glory. And the focus of today's little study will be coming from Romans chapter 8, which will focus on God's Holy Spirit lives in you and empowers you. In Romans chapter 8, verses 8 through 17, it says, "Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they do not belong to Christ. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you." Therefore, verse 12, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh to live according to it. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you live by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body. You will live. For those who are already led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear. Again, rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by Him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in His sufferings in order we may also share in His glory." Friend, do you remember buying school supplies as a child? I mean, that's when only school supplies cost, what, $20 in total? Nowadays, it can go up to $200, $300, $400. But I remember growing up in summer, I enjoyed having summer vacations, not have to worry about school, but I always remember whenever I saw a back to school sale ad on TV, I would be like, my summer is over, I'm done, they're talking about me going back to school again. But buying school supplies as a child, the purchase of the fresh folders, paper, colored pencils, and as soon as you arrived home, your mother likely said, "Sit down and write your name on everything. You don't want to lose your stuff." So what you did was you put your name on all the pencils, the box of crayons, the glue, the scissors. And friend, in a similar fashion, God immediately places His personal mark on a new believer. And His mark is far superior to a Sharpie signature. Amen. Because God has planted His Spirit in your heart, and the Spirit makes you alive, according to Romans chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. And I dare say that all Christians wrestle with seasons of sadness, sorrow, apathy, and indifference. We don't always feel joyful, victorious, and vibrant. I mean, come on, now there are some days we walk into worship service and we're excited, and there are some other days we walk into worship service and we wish we would have stayed home. We're tired, we're not in the mood. Our souls may feel numb as the opening song begins sometimes in church, don't it? But here's the good news. The Spirit of God who lives and dwells inside of you will quicken our souls, revive our minds, and renew our strength. So when a Christian feels compelled to give away grace, love, and encouragement, he or she knows that the Spirit fuels that desire. Because as a Christian grows increasingly outraged towards evil, immorality, and injustice, the Spirit of truth is gaining ground in his soul. Do you remember having the mindset of a Christian before you were saved? I don't know about you, but I know I didn't. I didn't care about the things of God before I got saved. But as we become a Christian, we grow into that sanctification mode. We grow in our faith. We grow in our understanding of God. And when a Christian willingly suffers and says no to his or her self-centered ways of the past, this is assured that the present pain will lead him or her to a future inheritance prepared by the Father. Because left to our own, we tend to return to our own default mode of spiritual weakness. Remaining faithfulness is not easy. I mean, the fickle nature inside of us is evident. We're going to struggle with sin, but that's where the Spirit of God comes in. It is only through the power of the Holy Spirit that we can accomplish greater things. It is the Holy Spirit who makes consistency possible. One of the most difficult areas to remain consistent is in our prayer lives. For most of us, prayer, that's a hard thing to do. It doesn't come natural. Some of us, we get so caught up in our to-do lists and we forget to pray, or pressures are weighing us down and the last thing we think of is prayer, and sometimes we think, oh yeah, I should have prayed about that, or God, let me just give this to you. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed. We not only forget or struggle with the time, but we also struggle with the content. We don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Listen to this from Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. So how it works is beyond human comprehension, because Paul simply says the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans in Romans 8:26. This mysterious groanings are not audible to human ears, but the Father in heaven hears them loud and clear. You ever pray sometimes and you're like, I don't even know what to pray? That's where the Spirit of God, according to Scripture, prays on our behalf. It's kind of hard to wrap our minds around that. When we spend ample time in prayer, we fortify our relationship with the Lord. See, that intimacy grows. God wants to spend time with you, friend, and He wants to be the first on your list of priorities. May the Spirit guide you to renew your commitment to go deeper in prayer with the Lord today. So as you go about your day today on this Thursday, I just encourage you, acknowledge that you're powerless. Confess to God that you need the strength that only comes from His Holy Spirit. And the next time you pray, ask the Spirit to guide you. Follow His guidance. And pray as you read. Learn to recognize God's voice as you read the Bible. Because as a Christian, this is a life you cannot live on your own. But thankfully, God's Holy Spirit lives in you, and He empowers you. So lean on the Spirit of God as you go about your day today.
Be still and know that He is God. Be still and know that He is God. There is no other.
Oh, that's right. Be still and know that He is God. Always a great reminder. Sometimes our minds can go off and anxious thoughts and frustration, but sometimes we need to stop, be still, hit the pause button, and remember who God is. Great reminder there from the Maranatha Singers right here on this Thursday. Thank you so much just for letting me tag along with you today. And don't forget, coming up, Mark and Jason tomorrow for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. Until next time, stay nice and warm. And remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.